Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua, 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 Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua, it's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, 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 Tua. And go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not tripping. Lil Jon was playing at the beginning of this hour, correct?
Yes, he was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah!
I heard do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I was like, okay, what's happening? What's up?
For some reason, there was a glitch. And so I couldn't get the Tua open in within enough time. Listen, so I just had to improvise.
I'm a nice guy, and I don't care. I'll move on. This is most I'll talk about it. Be prepared for Tobin to spend at least 5 minutes. Actually, he'll stop the hour Tua thing, derail the whole show, make you admit that you made a mistake when you explain to him that it was a computer glitch, which it probably was. He'll deny that it was that computer glitch and then refer to you as incompetent. Or maybe he just does that to me, which is, you know, not a shocker. Sometimes those things only happen to me.
But wait a minute. So the difference between you and Brittany here,
yeah,
is Brittany hasn't gotten to the point where she's mm-mm. So so keep in mind, you garner some of that attack.
No,
with the way you do things too, because you replay a mistake quicker than a little bit.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Because this is all you see. You'll say something crazy, Brittany. You see his hand go like this.
It's got a mark tape real quick. Let's get into your headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. We'll be doing a lot of sports talk here, and Sports Talk on WQM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yes, Leroy?
I was trying to figure something out, but I'm looking it up before I answer.
Heard.
Wow.
Oh,
you know what's crazy?
What is crazy?
Hold on.
All right.
Let me
look. The anticipation is killing me.
It's who used Death Valley first?
Oh, LSU for sure.
That's what I thought also.
It's not?
Yeah.
But no.
Clemson used it first?
Presbyterian College.
Wow.
Oh, yes. That's right.
In 1948.
Wow, but yeah, LSU used it before Clemson, right?
Yeah,
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Now, my thing is, Presbyterian sounds like some sort of
It's in South Carolina.
Is that a religious school?
Yeah, it does.
You can't have Death Valley at a religious school.
That's so true. They're called the, I think they're even, their mascot is like the Blue Hose or something like that.
I'm sorry, what are they?
I'm almost 1,000% positive about that.
The Blue Hose, love them. My thing is...
No, nope, the answer is Clemson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that if you're going to have the Death Valley as your stadium, you got to be the Grim Reapers or something like that. The Presbyterian Reapers, like something cool like that. You know, Tobin sometimes gets caught up in game ops, but game ops will take you far.
Yes, it is. It's called, they're the Presbyterian Blue Hose. H-O-S-E.
Hose.
Right.
Well, so I'm reading it now. 1966. It wasn't until 1959 LSU Tiger Stadium was called Death Valley. So in actuality,
it was LSU.
LSU did it first.
Yeah, for sure. I knew that because I always like it always made me so mad because I hated Clemson growing up.
Yeah,
because well, fans
and
so annoying.
And the reason why Clemson used it is because they were given a rock.
Yes.
That was from the hill of Death Valley, California. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the rock that they pet is from
Death Valley. They touch when they run down the hill
is from Death Valley. Mm-hmm. So that's why they call it Death Valley. But LSU, like I remember as a kid growing up, going to LSU games, it was called Death Valley.
And yeah, but see, that's wrong too, though. They need to be the jungle. Why are they not the jungle?
Somebody speak to me. I don't know if it's still there. But I know all the times I went there, there's a real tiger.
There is. It's still there. It's still there.
At LSU.
It's still there.
And it's massive.
If anyone wants to
get up close to it,
stadium, I can do that.
You get up close to it. TV doesn't do a tiger justice. Them things are massive.
Before it was like super like unethical to do this, they had him live in the stadium and they would literally like hit him to make him roar into a microphone. And so the roars inside the stadium were actually real. But then it became like unethical in like in the 80s. So they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because there's like an infamous story. There's like an infamous story of the Miami Hurricanes in the 80s. They went to LSU and they were literally like poking the tiger as they were walking out of the tunnel.
Yeah. Love the Hurricanes.
No, you gotta love them. Gotta love them.
And if you do love them, you have an opportunity to celebrate them this weekend. That is a big game for us. Brittany, I think I saw your name on the game. Will you be producing the game as well? Or am I tripping?
For what?
Miami Hurricanes Notre Dame, or is that next week?
No, that's next week.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Not,
well,
no, I'm not producing the game.
She's going to be enjoying this one. And if you want to enjoy it, pregame coverage begins right here at 3 p.m. And the kickoff, 7:30 p.m. on FM 104.3 WQAM. We will be locked into that one. We'll discuss more Hurricanes as the day progresses. Let's go ahead and get you some more headlines. Yesterday, the Miami Marlins began their series against the New York Mets.
Good game indeed. Although, I mean, dude, it was 2-0, or was it 4-2?
Yeah.
Dude gave up a bomb.
Yeah, to Pete Alonso, right?
Oh, I mean, he stood over that thing for like 25 seconds as it left the state. It was like a moon ball.
Yeah, that is his 30th home run of the season, and I believe he's one of only two players to do that in their first six seasons that were like non-suspension seasons or something like that. I don't know. Long story short, it was a rare feat, but it wasn't enough because three runs in the top of the seventh put them away, and they are back in action today at 7:10 p.m. in case you're interested. We had talked about this the last time I was on the show.
Are we done with Marlins?
Yes, because there's no way.
Yeah, Marlins did a hell of a job of getting us to football.
They did. And you know what? They overachieved. You know, for them at certain points of this season, I literally thought this was the end of baseball in South Florida. That they would just dismantle the team and just strip the city of a baseball team at the end of the season. Because of, I think it was that Colorado Rockies loss, really, where I was just like drinking my sorrows away. But they were able to turn things around. They went on a streak of, and a lot of talent was developed. They made some moves at the deadline to bring up some of their younger players as well. And at the very least, when you talk about this Marlins team, there's hope for the future.
Yep.
And that's not something that you know, we've had in quite some time. It's always like, you know, we have a couple pieces here and there, but they're not necessarily meshing. And how long before we trade them? But this seems like a young group that's coming together. And Mr. Who IQs of eating lunch alone, Peter Bendix, is doing his thing behind the scenes, man. So you give him as much credit as you possibly can. I don't think there's a chance, unless they win out, that they'll make it to 500. But the fact that we're even flirting with 500 is something that
that's impressive. They're not a dumpster fire.
Correct.
And there's hope for the future with a lot of these young guys. Stoller's got hurt. He was very promising. The pitching is starting to come around, although they all have – I don't know what it is about the pitching staff. They always seem to have that one inning where, you know, so from that standpoint, I've been pleasantly pretty pleased at how they've gone – you know, how they have played, even though they're still – not competing for anything.
Another weird baseball stat. It's not necessarily relevant to anything local. It's just since we're talking baseball, I wanted to mention it. Yesterday, Kyle Schwarber of the Philadelphia Phillies became the 21st player in MLB history to hit four home runs in one game.
He hit four?
Four bombs in one game.
Oh, my
God. Can you believe 21 other people have done that?
As a catcher.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh, I think I remember seeing, what was it? They used to call him Hard-Hitting Witten.
Jason Witten? Tight end for the...
No.
Yeah.
I think it was... I can't think of his last name, his first name.
Hard-Hitting Witten? I'm going to look it up. Man, I hope my safe search is on. Hard-Hitting Witten. Mark Witten.
Mark Witten. There it is.
Yeah. 12th player in Major League. When he did it, he became, and this was in 93.
Yeah.
He was the 12th player in Major League history to hit four home runs.
Did he do it for the Indians?
Let's check him out right now. Cardinals.
Cardinals. Okay.
Yeah, he was a Cardinal there.
Okay. But I remember him doing it because he used to swing hard.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, you know what? No, this may be a different. Nope. Yeah, you're right. 28 years ago today, Hard-Hitting Witten blasted four homers. Yeah, Cardinals. I'll tell you what, Leroy. If anything happened between 89 and 93, Leroy remembers it because he was either playing in the game or he was courtside or he exchanged tickets with somebody.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey.
You ain't have no kids.
You know what sucks about my life? It's nothing about playing sports at a high level, but being a big fan of sports, right? Because how you follow it is a little bit different, especially when you get to know a lot of the people playing. So you get inside. So I used to hang out in the Indians locker room and then go watch, you know, watch the Cavs, you know, when they were making their run and couldn't get by Jordan. It was really, when I was in Detroit, Michigan always had a good hockey team, but the Red Wings were really good. Detroit was really good. And I was spoiled because when I was in New Orleans, everybody sucked.
Yeah, I know.
They stole our basketball team.
Yeah, they did. Which is unfortunate, but.
Which is why the Utah Jazz is still called the Jazz, even though there ain't a damn bit of jazz in that state.
No jazz over there. One last bit of news here out of Miami. Broke this morning.
Uh-oh.
Dolphins coach Ryan Crowe arrested for domestic violence.
Call me, homie. Oh, that's a different Crow.
That's a different Crow.
That's
different
Warren Cromarty.
Miami Dolphins assistant coach Ryan Crowe was arrested on Friday morning. TMZ Sports has confirmed. Jail records show the 37-year-old, who's in charge of the Fins outside linebackers, was booked early in the a.m. on one count of touch or strike battery domestic violence. As of late Friday morning, he remained in custody at Broward County Jail. Long story short, call at 12:08 a.m. He was arrested on one count of misdemeanor domestic battery. The victim was not seriously injured and refused medical attention. Dolphins said in a statement they're aware of the serious matter and currently gathering more information. He'll be placed on administrative leave effective immediately.
So you do realize when you're called for domestic violence, somebody got to leave.
Regardless
of what happens. So
sometimes people call like your neighbor. Like let's say you get into an argument and it's not a neighbor.
I'm gonna wait to hear the story. I think I have been.
It's a little drunk.
From being an athlete and growing up where I grew up.
I should not say that. I'm speculating.
from being an athlete and being black and where I grew up, I can wait until we get the whole story before we start passing judgment or making determinations of what should happen or what did happen. And
correct.
And I think we all believe in the legal system unless it's us and we get in trouble, or if the outcome doesn't come like we previously already determined, which is unfair to everybody involved, including the legal system. So I'm gonna just wait and hope. I hope for the best, but understand that once you get that on you, that the league is probably going to do something, even if it's not what it sounds like.
Now, without necessarily commenting on the case itself, I think you're right. I think it's best to let it play out and make a, you know, whatever determination.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, we don't know. And correct. That's fair. It's okay to not know at this point.
But I do want to
actually know.
I do want a player's perspective. How, let's say, in the event that the Dolphins do have to replace their outside linebackers coach, you know, essentially a week before, how serious is that or not really serious?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, okay.
All right. When I was in Cleveland, Bill Belichick had 37 coaches.
Jesus.
And we had an inside linebackers coach. And he would yell the whole practice. So one time I yelled to him, "You shouldn't be that loud. You only coach four people."
Okay.
Because in some cases they have inside linebackers and outside linebacker coach. They don't just have linebacker coach.
You just sassed the coach for not defensive coach.
He's like screaming, yelling, and all this.
What year in the league? This has to be a rookie year then. At this point, this is Belichick.
Oh, okay. No, Belichick didn't come to my second year.
Oh, second year. Okay.
Yes. By the way, almost the whole coaching staff ended up being head coaches.
Oh, pretty good.
You ready for this?
Record so,
Al Groh, who I yelled at, became the head coach of Virginia. Okay. Nick Saban, you know what he ended up doing.
Oh,
he was the defensive coordinator.
I've heard of him.
Kurt Ferentz, who's been at Iowa for 20 years, he was the offensive line coach. Eric Mangini and Scott Pioli were the Gophers. They were like interns.
Yeah.
Schwartz was also a quality control guy who's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Is he a defensive coordinator in Detroit?
I was going to say Detroit too, but I think Aaron Glenn, I think, was the defense coordinator. Or was he the quarterback's coach? I'm not sure.
No. Schwartz is, he's either in, no, you know, is he in with, I know he's with a team that he might be in.
You know what's funny?
He's in Kansas City, Schwartz, I think.
He was a head coach of the Detroit Lions from 2009 to 2013.
Yeah.
But you should be ashamed of yourself, Leroy, because he's a defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. Right now.
Oh, crap. That's right. My bad. Let's see.
That's great.
Who else? But yeah, there's been like
hell of a staff.
Yeah.
So long story short, when you sassed the inside linebacker coach, were there any repercussions? Do you guys just chalk it up, keep it going?
No, everybody was laughing and he gave me a couple of explicatives. And we went on about our day because that's football.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, so I wasn't doing anything to, I'm just like, yeah, dude, you're the only coach we hear yelling, and you coach four guys.
So then essentially you then don't have necessarily an issue if the Dolphins have to replace this linebacker's coach. It's not
that they're not gonna have to replace him.
Okay.
All they're going to do is combine all the linebackers for a couple of weeks or whatever happens and you deal with it. You know, look, we tend to take all of the things that happen in the world and put these things on them like, oh, He has this job. He shouldn't be caught up in that. He shouldn't have did this. He shouldn't have did that. Right? And we especially do this with athletes in any sport. But I got to tell you, okay? I could do the same thing about artists, about rich people, about whatever. Because guess what? A person who embezzles money never embezzles enough. And we will always say, like, once you get to 10 million, isn't that enough? No. They're criminals. That's what criminals do. And I was told this when a long time ago. Whatever your title is in life, it doesn't exclude you from the statistics. So there's no separate statistic for athletes. So if one out of every 10 people is X and you got 1,600 people in the NFL, 160 of them are X. That's the numbers. That's the way they work. And so to sit here and say that people who have these titles or these jobs are not a part of life is just ridiculous. So yeah, he got caught up in something. He had a situation. He's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to deal with the consequences. I hope he gets through it, whatever it is, right? But I don't look at him as not being or should know better. Like, look at the world. There's a lot of people should know better. We all should know better, but we don't.
Well, We are going to take a quick break, and we come back on the other side. We are going to look at those horrendous uniforms that Brittany is just vomiting over, as Miami Dolphins revealed yesterday. They're pitch blue, as Bradley Chubb calls
them. Can I just say, Brittany, you're the only person that has kind of just hate them.
We'll save it for next segment, okay?
When we come back, Brittany will defend herself, and we will look at those unis, that and much more on the Tobin Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a song of contention in regards to the lyric department. And I think that part where Young Thug goes
is like amazing.
Right. One of my favorite
just
parts.
Like Love the best lyricism sure. I've ever heard.
A true lyricist.
No, it takes me back to like being in the back of my brother's car on the way to school when I was in middle school and just thinking this was peak music.
Yeah, and it is.
You don't understand, like, is. Young Thug, any Young Thug song, you do not know half of the words that he's saying. Like, let's just be honest with ourselves.
Well, I do because I love Young Thug.
Because you love Young Thug.
That I still to this day stand firm that he says in that part, I'm living life like a volcano, this only beginning, because volcanoes blow and they erupt.
That's not what he's saying though.
What do the lyrics say? What do the genius lyrics say?
Lyrics may say something different than that, but I believe that I was not necessarily proven wrong, but that I don't know. There's other misconceptions as to what he could possibly be saying. So let's go through the actual genius.com.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. He says, they say that he says, living life like a beginner and this only beginning.
I like your version better. I'm not going to lie.
I'm living like a volcano. This
Marcos look like Young Pug.
That's funny to you guys? That's funny to you?
Oh, hilarious.
I'm living like a volcano.
Dude, there's a thing on Instagram. This white dude singing, I can't think of the name of the song. He's singing Bone Thugs. Mm. And he's like, he said, and his wife turns it off and say, "What are they singing?" He said, "I don't know." She said, "What are you singing on this part?" He goes, "Hippopotamus." I can't stop laughing every time it comes across. It's hilarious. But that's how we do it.
I'm saying, yeah, look, there was a time where you couldn't even confirm
what the lyrics were.
So, I mean, you just had to go with whatever you were going with.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some other like famous ones that people
I used to always thought it was Jam Pony.
Jam, what is it actually?
Jam on it.
Oh, okay. See, like that's how off you were that I didn't even know what song you were talking about.
Right. And I remember one time, like the song was playing and we was at like a party or something. And you know, anytime you're at a party where mostly white folks, they go back to the 80s and play 80s rap. They don't play new rap. Yeah. So we just like singing the song, I'm just sitting there drinking. And then finally, one of the dudes look at me and say, "What are you singing?" "I'm singing the song." He said, "What's the name of the song?" I said, "Jam Pony." He says,
"Wow.
No." And they just sat there and everybody got drunk and laughed at me for like 2 hours.
I mean, that's fair. Mm.
I mean, the worst. Y'all don't even know about this.
Wow.
When they actually had record stores and you didn't know the names of the songs and they would ask you to sing a couple of bars. And you would have to go and kind of hum the song or whatever,
yeah,
for them to know what it is. And
you could do that now with an app.
But I would just figure. Well, I guess you know what? I was just thinking like this. I guess I ain't gonna have this record.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I guess I just will never find this one then.
You are absolutely correct, Jukebox. Absolutely correct.
There's some of them that are like that don't make sense. Like for example, Eurythmics "Sweet Dreams." There's some people. It's obviously "Sweet Dreams" are made of this, but for a long time, some people were known to sing "Sweet Dreams are made of cheese," and that's like that doesn't even make sense.
Is that real?
Like,
that's a real thing.
Annie Lennox.
Apparently, yeah.
That's insane.
The Eurythmics
monster. I'm friends with the mustard that's under my bed. No, this is a lie.
That's a lie. That's rage bait. I'm off absolutely of this website. No. Take that.
That's
off.
Crazy. Absolutely, I'm done with this.
Let's go.
Going to be rage bait is these uniforms.
Yeah.
Some uniforms that dropped. I believe right
Who's
here.
The top left, San Fran.
Top left is Arizona. Top right, I believe, are the Rams.
Chargers.
The
what? Chargers. That looks like Chargers. Now that's blue.
Wait, but why would they have number 8 though? That did you say that was the Ravens?
No, the Chargers. Rams.
Oh, those are the Rams.
It's the Rams. Okay, Rams.
Wait, is it? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's like two for.
It looks like lightning bolts on the shoulders.
But it looks like I don't know, because it also could look like the horns on the shoulders.
What is the name of these actual jerseys?
Like, they're called rivalries. Like rival jerseys or rivalry. Something.
What's bottom right? Is that Jets?
That looks like Jets.
Yes. Let's see. Because I remember looking at one and thinking it was the Jets and finding out it was a different team.
Oh, wait, so. No, because I think the Jets are the ones on the left.
Exactly. Bottom right is the Seahawks.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay, yeah, because you can see like, the wings, only, like the
Buffalo.
The team that use a version of green. I would say the 54 is San Francisco.
And then the Giants are the one all the way at the bottom on the left.
Bottom left, because they got the New York. Mm-hmm. Or is that New England?
I think that's New England.
Oh, wait, that is New England. I think it's NE. You're right.
Yeah.
Bottom
and then
left is New
Buffalo
England.
Is the one that has no colors that they ever used in life.
Yes. And then that's
okay, so the
San
teams
Fran.
Are the Bills, who's the number Cardinals, one? Bills, Cardinals, Dolphins, 49ers, the Jets, the Patriots,
that's
Rams,
the Jets.
And Seahawks.
Number one
okay,
is
Rams.
The Jets.
Yeah.
Number one is the Jets. The Rams are the ones at the top right there.
Okay.
I think, look.
Arizona, they look like they just took their white jerseys.
You guys, it looks like dirty laundry. It's atrocious.
Dirty laundry?
It looks like dirty laundry.
Like they played a baseball game before.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous. It looks like they played in the rain and then they decided that that was going to be their jersey.
I think the coolest one is that the Rams, right? I like the Rams.
No, that's so like, what is exciting about that?
That one's basic.
That one's so basic. And then, like, you have the 49ers. Like, okay, cool. You have a black uniform, and I like the leather.
But they already had a black uniform.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
And I like the font of the letters, but it's like, it's literally, there's nothing new about it. I would say the one that I like the most is the Seahawks, but it looks, the Seahawks, but it looks like an Oregon jersey.
Yeah, I thought it was the Jets jersey, to be honest.
Yeah, like that green is very odd.
Yeah, but keep in mind, like, so the Jets one, that's a dark, dark green.
The Jets one is the worst one.
It's awful. That's atrocious.
I kind of like the New England one, although I would say if New England threw back and just put the little man on the helmet, that would be cool. And went back to those colors.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an excellent throwback or rivalry for them. The Seahawks have always been that team that is a little outside the box. So if they came out with a different shade of green, that looks like the OG Seahawk color.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I'm not mad at that. Buffalo, you're confusing me.
You don't like the whiteout?
If you would have told me Buffalo was the Dallas Cowboys.
Or the Lions. Like, I would be like, okay, or yeah, that Lions. Makes sense.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
But,
I would even say the Titans. I can see that as the Titans.
And I get what they were doing because it's like, okay, it's supposed to be like a frozen theme and like iced out theme because it's like freezing in Buffalo, obviously. But it's just, and don't even get me started on the Dolphins because truthfully, compared to all the rest of those, it looks like a child made that up and put it on. Like, it's atrocious. Wow.
Brittany, hold on. Before you, because I see you on a run. On a roll. Let me ask you this. Did you like it better when you thought it was black or worse when you thought
I think
it was
I liked blue? It worse when it when I thought it was black. No, I'm so sorry. I think like I liked it better. I'm sorry. Right. No, I liked it better when it was... No, minus one mean nothing. I have the control of the buttons. I'm not minus one-ing myself.
Well, okay, hold on. No. Okay, hold on.
So here's the kicker. Is the helmet blue also?
I think so, but then... Oh my gosh, no. Like, this is so... I am so sick. I am so sick and tired of Miami teams coming out with like this black on neon colored uniforms. It is like, can we get over it? I understand that everybody thinks, oh, it's like dark at night and then we have like all these neon lights in Miami. I get the sentiment, but I'm so tired of it. I am so sick of it. Sick of it.
See, I would have been
We be a little bit more original?
I think it's okay. I would have been much better with it if it would have had the same color blue as what the Rams have.
I would have liked the little orange. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm always a fan of the orange.
No, because when they did those color, that
the
drenched
orange rush,
in,
the color rush.
That was the ugliest uniform I've ever seen.
They did teal, right? They did the teal.
No, they did all orange.
No, they did all one orange. Year they had orange on orange. That was not good.
I'm okay with all teal. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with all orange. That was really, really bad. And they also lost that game. Yeah. I think it was like a Thursday night football game, and they lost terribly.
It was very bad.
Atrocious.
A better way of doing orange would have been great to me. I don't know how you accomplished that, but I like the orange jerseys. I thought they were fun.
And I think the idea, like, because it reminds me, it's very reminiscent of like the fact that it's a dark blue is like Red Bull in F1. They have a dark blue, but it looks black. I don't like that either. Pick a color, like do a different blue.
It's the only brown jersey I kept.
Which one? The orange one.
Yeah.
Nice. Gotta wear
and
it one day.
You want to know what's even worse?
What?
I never wore it.
Oh, never wore it on the field.
Never wore orange.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I don't understand also why only select teams came out with these jerseys. That's also very confusing. You know, I'm getting a lot of hate right
now. Let's see. It says rivalries, so I'm assuming all the teams there, if we look at all the teams, they have to be rivals.
So when are we
right?
When are we wearing this? I'm assuming maybe Thursday night football against the Bills?
No.
No, Monday. This is Monday night football.
Oh, is it Monday? Bills?
No, Monday night football against the Jets.
Okay.
Yeah, end of September, Monday night football against the Jets.
Well, it's going to be Battle of the Ugly Jerseys, so... Whatever.
So I guess if this is the whole rivalry.
Oh, now did they do that because of the teams that are playing each other?
Yeah,
one's home
I
and
presume
one's
that says that's
so
why.
So Buffalo's going to be on the road. The Jets are going to be on the road.
But hold on, if I have the Jets and I have the Dolphins together, we have two dark jerseys.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It says only the home
the Jets
team
are
going to
be on
the
road against
jersey.
Somebody else.
Yeah, only the home team. Only the home team wears rivalry jerseys.
Okay. Okay. So
all
they're
the
not.
Dark
they're not
jerseys are going to be home teams.
So when we play the Jets, we're only wearing that jersey.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. So it won't be Battle of the Ugly Jerseys. We'll just we'll lose the battle because we have the ugly jersey.
Green as a jersey by itself is just blah.
I agree. Wow. But like,
I mean, keep in mind, I play Michigan State every year. Gross. Michigan State was green and white. It's hideous.
Oh.
Well, listen, you just called every jersey atrocious, Brittany. So, you know.
No, I did. Like, yeah. No, but I'm saying.
No, I understand this.
Like, I wonder if they're green because they're.
It's like he acted like it was the most atrocious. Like, it was the most horrible combination of colors.
It was.
White, like green and white is a very normal color.
Well, because they're the School of Agriculture, so they figure grass, green. I get it. Still sucked.
It's okay. You're a little biased on that one, but it's okay.
Go Wolverines.
Actually, they had a good team 1 year. They had, was it Percy Snow, who was a linebacker? They had Andre Rison. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I just hate. Like, no one's sick of the same sentiment of these Miami jerseys. Every time a team comes out with them, it's the same thing. It's like these electric colors versus a dark background.
I don't mind them changing.
What do you think of the
heat? I don't mind them changing it up.
Advice.
But it's not changing it up because it's the same thing every single time.
Brittany, think about this. We were in Cleveland 1 year when, remember, everybody had those hideous throwback jerseys from like the beginning of their franchise. So the Steelers had the stripes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, remember that? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yep,
and so we asked Bill Belichick.
Well,
we said, Bill, you know, because I thought our throwbacks were going to be go to the orange pants, you know, with the white tops mm-hmm. or don't weren't like that. That would have been cool throwback. And I said, hey, Bill, what are our throwbacks? You're wearing them. We didn't change nothing. Still had a big pumpkin on our heads. So when teams change it up a little bit, I come from a different place. I come from a place that didn't ever wear new uniforms. We wore the same jersey, same uniforms.
You know, I'm just like, I'm over
Brittany's
everyone.
Getting attacked.
Yeah,
here
I'm getting
chat.
Really like attacked and I don't understand. Like, I cannot be the only person in the whole, like in Miami fan base that is not that fond of the jerseys.
Wait, wow. Menu 631. It's called swag, Brittany.
Okay, yeah. Ooh. Like, oh my gosh. Miami, it looks very reminiscent of Miami in 2017 when they wore their black jerseys against Virginia Tech at that night game. Like, it's very reminiscent of that. It's the same thing. Every Miami team does the same thing.
Dark with some neon.
The first Vice edition was black
now,
with
it,
neon
you
letters.
Know it'd really be cool if they turned out the lights when they announced the players and they glowed in the dark.
That would be cool. I don't think that's happening.
I don't think that's would gonna be cool. happen. So don't it's hold not, your breath that on that be. One. That it's almost as cool. ridiculous as when Miami, the Hurricanes wore those recycled jerseys that was like all made of like recycled items that they pulled out.
Oh,
of
that
the
was
ocean.
A that was a thing throughout the league, the whole NCAA 1 year.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Well,
the color is aqua, not teal.
I never. Who said teal? No one was. Saying
I may
teal.
Have.
Oh, okay. Well.
I wasn't a Dolphin. Sorry. And I wore, keep in mind, I'm very off with the specifics of colors. I wore brown and orange. Right?
You wore fall colors.
There's no fancy orange. It was no fancy brown. So, okay. Now, I did like the Minnesota jerseys. Minnesota was cool. That purple popped.
Minnesota was cool.
We need to break.
I think Minnesota had the coolest. The coolest uniforms that I've seen was when Minnesota goes white, all white.
Oh yeah, I think they did that last year or something.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. That was nice.
That was nice.
We're gonna take a long break here, so we have
thanks
to make
to
up
you.
Some time here. Yeah, thanks to me, of course.
I think it's my fault because I was getting very angry about the jerseys.
Yeah, sure. It's Brittany's fault this time.
I'll take accountability. Whatever.
Dishing the blame to other people. You know, we can blame Fig too. She wasn't here, but we can just go ahead and do that anyway.
Hey, J-Fig, it's your fault.
We're going to take an extended break here, and when we come back at the top of the hour, we will give you your latest headlines. We will attempt to tickle Leroy's fancy.
By the
next
way, J-Fig saying I love the black is great. It's blue.
It's pitch blue.
It's not black.
As we continue on with the Tobin and Leroy show, make sure you stick with us. We have a lot more, including some Lee Bryce tickets or opportunity, I should say, to win those. You're going to want to keep listening because Lee Bryce is bringing you the What You Know About That tour show to the War Memorial Auditorium in September with special guests Ashley Cook and Lewis Bryce. We've got your chance to win those tickets. For details on how you could win, keep listening to our show. For more info, go to WQAM.com. We got more Tobin and Leroy when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.